Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I hope I sound much, much better than I have been in the past. And I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes,
oh,
I am.
The power.
Aloha, everybody.
And
the power
and
just went
today
out.
Today, we also
here.
Have
mm-hmm. yeah,
Dale
okay.
here
we're
in
okay.
Richard. Aloha, everyone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Richard.
Aloha.
Richard. Hello.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yes.
Do you have light? Do
no.
you have light?
No.
Would you let me finish? Richard. Do you have light in?
No.
Well, can you?
14th time.
No what?
This
no
is working.
What?
This is still working on the radio, okay?
I didn't ask that. Do you have lights in the bedroom?
No.
Fine.
No.
Fine.
No.
Can you get off the phone and call Blythe and tell him the fuse broke?
The what?
No. Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. You might be
doing
I
tell
it
you
in
what.
The dark, from what I gather.
I tell you what. I'm going to hang up for a moment and call Blythe, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Psychic Dale, too, is going to have to go take care of the emergency electricity that has just gone out the first minute
yeah.
of the show. Oh, no. That, are you sitting there, Richard, at... In
yes,
your
I'm
office.
Here. I'm here. I'm
okay.
here.
And I can't.
And you're dark. It's all dark,
no.
huh? We're...
No,
okay, well,
I'm not dark.
Oh, is Dale
I got
back
light
to
coming
do...
in.
From...
I got
Dale back
light
to do a caller? Johnny, what happened to you?
What? I'm right
I'm
here.
Trying to salvage the show. What's going on, everybody? Are we going to take a caller, or are you going to go take care of your electricity?
So I think we'll wait for her
show?
To come back.
This is not
because
fun for the listener.
I think we'll wait
that.
For her. I know. We'll wait for her to come
well,
back.
No,
I,
we
I,
don't have time. People, it's dead air. People are just sitting there listening to us do nothing.
Yeah.
So you want to pull
well,
a topic out of your hat so we can discuss
okay, let's call,
this
let's call
a
topic. Let's call out a topic. Let's see. Now, you know, I'm curious. I mean, I have, whenever I get ready for these things, I put a lot of energy into it. I put a lot of show into it, you know, and I wrote blog talk about the Direct Connect and how I couldn't, you know, figure it out. Because I've always used Direct Connect for a long time, and the long time it didn't
figure what
number.
Out? I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
Sound.
What's the topic?
The sound. How, like, there have been problems in the past with... In the,
well, nobody
with
cares.
Being...
That's to do when we're not doing a show. We're trying to do an entertainment show right now for people who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care
okay.
about your technical difficulties. They want you to fix that on your own time. So pick a topic so we can talk about it.
Okay.
You were wanting to
all right.
talk about something, and we were both wanting to talk about something. We were going to talk about concussions. Let's ask Richard if he's ever had one. Richard, have
that's
you ever had
question,
a concussion?
Yes.
Richard, have you ever had a concussion?
No, fortunately, no.
You are kidding.
But,
wow.
Wow. Lucky, I guess.
Do you know
no,
anybody that
have,
has
wait
one?
Wait a minute. You want me to answer? Let me answer. Okay. I had a motorcycle accident, okay? I rode a motorcycle. Started riding again when I was almost 80 years old. It ended up with two motorcycles, but I had an accident. I hit a deer. And... I did skid on asphalt. I got the scars to show it. I was wearing a jacket. Thank God I was wearing a helmet. It was all beat up. because I went down the damn road in one direction, following the bike, I guess. As soon as I hit that deer, I didn't remember a thing, actually, other than that I hit it. And as soon as I hit it, I don't remember a thing. I was off the bike going down the asphalt. Now, my helmet, oh, it saved my life, really.
Good.
It was all scratched up, all beat up. I think I cracked a couple of ribs, and I had a plastic jacket on that melted in places, so possibly I did have a concussion, because what I'm trying to say is I didn't come awake but one time when the guy on 911 or something asked me what my phone number was, because I lived up in Grangeville, Idaho, a small town. And then I don't remember a thing until hours later when I woke up in the emergency room, and everybody was there, all my family and everything. Holy crap, you know, what the hell happened here? And then they told me what happened. But I think I can sit here and say, if you ride a bike and you don't wear a helmet, you're insane. Wear a helmet. And I probably did get a concussion because I was out. Basically, I was out of it. Don't remember much of anything.
You did have a concussion.
Yes, I probably did.
Couldn't even remember your phone number. Your head was banged up. Oh, I'm so glad you had a helmet on, Richard. And look how many more years it gave you on this beautiful earth. That is great. Because, you know, I've had not 20 concussions, but I think 8 to 10 concussions. So I got a bounce back head, I guess.
I do remember telling them, I says, hell, I don't know. I never call it. How do I know my phone number? You know, this, so I probably did have a super concussion. And,
you probably had it. Anyway, that is something very kind of interesting to talk about, because they don't really know. Everybody's different of exactly how much damage. I would really like to go in for more observations, see how much brain damage. I think they can. Go ahead.
I think Dale is trying to call in. I want to see if not, I'll get a three-way her in. Give me a second here.
Well, why wouldn't she be able to call in?
I don't
probably
know.
Probably because her electric phone's not working probably, right, Richard?
No, my phone's working fine.
No, but hers might be electric, the kind
well,
you walk around
no.
with.
No,
Dale, are you
battery.
There?
Right.
It's a Bluetooth
you.
Thing.
Can you hear me, Dale?
No, wait.
Speak.
Okay, Dale, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm sorry, Dale. I was just trying to connect, okay?
Okay.
Did everyone hear Dale?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Go, Dale.
Hear you. Let's move forward.
Richard, I have been screaming for you for the last 5 minutes, and you haven't heard me.
Well, I got my earphones on. What the hell are you smelling?
Oh. Well, I called Blythe. He's on his way back to try to put the electric on. Usually it's a fuse, but the problem is we have no air conditioning. It's 90 degrees. Richard won't tell me if there is light in the bedroom or not.
I told you 50 times, no lights, no power, no lights, okay?
Well, we have no power.
Yeah, so the power went out.
Well,
It's not
can
the end
do
of the
it without
world.
Power? Can you just do
yes.
the show without power?
You're working off
are
the battery power
still?
On your
phone. Are you going to be doing
phone.
The show without power, or should we cancel it? That's
sure.
my question. That's been my question.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine,
you
I guess.
The show.
Then,
yes.
Johnny, do we have a caller?
What?
We have callers, yes.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Are you ready for one, Dale?
Well, if Richard would be quiet, I would.
The
power, oh,
the power
just
came
on.
Jesus Christ.
The power's on. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Go with your caller.
Okay. All right. Ready for the caller. Okay, caller. Okay, Cunette, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Are you on speaker?
No.
Are you on? Oh, okay, because you sound echoey.
She's
oh,
okay.
No.
Go.
Richard, would you be quiet? God.
So I have a relationship question.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Hmm.
Okay, and what's your name?
It's Tonetta.
Oh.
Okay, Tonetta. What, Richard? Can you be quiet, please?
I am.
Can you be quiet? Don't say a word, Richard. Please. I can't concentrate. I have enough problems going on. Okay, so what's your question, please?
I would like to know if there's going to be a reconciliation between me and my girlfriend, Christine, who we had a falling out in early February. She has not really spoken to me. She's being very stubborn. And on top of that, she's also getting evicted from her apartment.
I do not see her coming around to talk to you at all right now.
Okay.
She has too many problems, and she doesn't want your help. She doesn't want anybody's help. She's trying to work through the problems on her own.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, she's going to be homeless, and she's going to be living in her vehicle. I'm very psychic myself, and she's going to be living in her vehicle. And it's 110 degrees here every day, so
yeah.
She better figure out a way to start speaking to me. She has animals.
Well,
she has a cat.
Sweetheart.
She has a ferret.
Sweetheart.
You can't.
Hello. Hello. There's very little you can do about it. Have you approached her? Have you gone up to her at all?
No, she's hiding in her apartment.
How about you go to the apartment, knock on the door, and do what you need to do, and talk to her?
She can call the police. She could say that I'm harassing her. I'm not doing that. And plus, this woman's 55 years of age. She better get her act together. Because if she's homeless, sitting
okay,
in a vehicle.
Okay, I'm not a shrink. I am not a shrink. There's nothing you can do about it. If she don't want to talk to you, that's it. End of conversation.
So you don't ever see her
talking
to me?
I can't say ever. I would say in the next few months she will. She will. But I'm not here to do a full-on reading. I'm only here to answer a question. Okay?
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thank you, Jim.
God. What have I manifested? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I just felt like I her before, and you told her the exact same thing last time. I swear. Okay.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Okay.
You can't make somebody do. You can't make somebody do something they don't want to do.
I know. I really do remember this, and it was the same advice. And yes, hey, good advice. Good advice. Let's see what the next one has to say.
Oh God, Barbara, just talk to me.
Well, why doesn't he give out the phone number too? Well, we always do that in the beginning of the show. We had a rocky start there, everybody. We're sorry about that. Johnny?
No. I'm sorry.
I want to say something. Okay, there's something you need to know. We're doing a three-way with Dale, I have you on the phone three-way, I'm not going to be able to screen the calls. I'm only going to be able to say the number, the area code.
Okay, no problem.
But
no.
We do have callers. We do have callers, just so you know.
No problem.
Waiting. Okay.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Well, I wanted to talk to Barbara first, like I normally do.
Okay.
Barbara, what's been going on?
Oh, I've been very busy because I had Kurt, my house guest, came over from Mexico. We had 3 days of a lot of fun. And then tomorrow I'm going to drive down to SeaWorld to meet some people to have another fun day. So I'm trying to have as much fun this summer as possible. I'm starting off quite busy, so that's good.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Wished I was in 77 degrees right now.
What is your temperature?
90, but it's supposed to go to 107 over this weekend.
Way. Actually, now it says 80. I said 77 before. On my phone, it says, it's hotter over here? Oh, wow. That is pretty hot for us. It really is hot.
Yeah, but you're by the beach.
That's right. And I keep my door open because I have a wonderful, big, very durable, one of those screen doors that locks. I have that. So I've been keeping it open. I have curtains there. I'm safe.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. But it's so hot here. It's hot. Okay, we can go to the next one, Johnny.
All right.
But give out your phone number.
516-531-9874 to call in for a free mini reading. Okay. 310, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Scherer.
Hello.
Hi, Dale. How are you? This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, and it's going to be over 100 here, too. I think it's been in the upper 90s this past couple of days. So I feel
it. I know. Whereabouts are you located, honey?
I'm in Burbank, which is a little bit north of downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with Burbank. Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Okay. Two quick ones. I have one client that I've been working on for the last several weeks. To meet with him again on Monday. I don't know if I have this in the bag. If I don't have it in the bag, is there something I can do to win this one over? Because it's really, really my ideal client.
Okay, what type of work is it, though?
I do business consulting.
I definitely see, if you lower your price, you're going to get it. Get him. You may have to lower your price and negotiate with them. And you're going to get him.
Will that come up, or is he, like, shopping around for different reasons?
He is shopping around. but if he starts hemming and hawing, I would definitely lower your price a little bit,
okay,
not a lot, and tell him all the wonderful perks that you will do for him, and you will land it.
Okay. Wow. Look at that. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
That's easy enough. And then my
yeah,
other
it's
question
you know,
is, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you have, I didn't know if you had another thought on this one. I'm going to move to a different one. Topic.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so my next topic is I have been invited to do a speech, three different cities, same speech, but three different cities. So which of these three will I be accepted and be successful in? Which of the three cities?
Give me the three cities and I'll pick it.
The first city is Temecula, which is near San Diego. The second
mm-hmm.
city is in Utah. I'm not sure what city in Utah. Let's call it Salt Lake City. And then the third
mm-hmm.
one is in Northern California. It's called Marin, which is near San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Marin.
So I've been
where
invited.
You'll be accepted.
Oh, really?
Marin. Yes.
Marin. Wow.
Not San
so
Diego,
I've been invited to
not
do...
Utah.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, the qualifications for Marin are super hard, but I kind of agree with
mm-hmm.
you that it might be Marin because they like my topic a lot. I just did like a
what
mini
is
pitch
the...
to them.
What is the
yeah,
topic
so
about?
I was invited...
I'm curious.
I was invited to do a TED Talk. Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh.
Explain.
TED Talk is
Explain.
Like one of the – TED Talk is one of the most prestigious stages you can be on to be a speaker. So they take people from all different types of industries and they give a talk on something that's relevant in the news today or that would definitely – you know, move the needle with their audience, that it's really like a game-changing type of speech that it gets the listeners to look at something in a different way that could really be quite beneficial for their life. So,
okay.
Yeah,
what I'm
three things,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What I'm seeing, you're going to be very successful, actually, in all of them. And you will be able to pick which one you want. Utah
wow.
will be a little harder, but San Diego, that's pretty good. Marin is excellent. In what you're doing, you could do it around the world and be extremely successful, and you will be.
Yeah, I would
that's what
love to go to Europe and do it all around the world. I did have an opportunity, same speech, same TED Talk group, which I pitched about 6 months ago to UCLA, the university, UCLA, but I was not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because normally they have about 20 speakers, and for whatever reason, they really chop down their budget or whatever it is, and they only had 8 speakers, so I didn't make the cut. So,
stop thinking of the negative and go with the positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do very well in either one.
So you think I should just go ahead and finish the entire application procedure in all three?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying, that I might
mm-hmm.
be successful
yes.
in more than one? Wow.
Yes. So go
all right,
for
I'm
going to
come back and report back to you.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
And if you need
mm-hmm.
me for a reading, you can call me at 808-372-1816.
All right.
Wait. Let me get me a pen. Hold on. there? Okay. 808. Say it again.
372.
Uh-huh.
1816. It's a Hawaii number, but
yeah.
I'm in Nevada.
Oh, okay.
So go for it.
Go for it.
Let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you so much. All right, I certainly
mm-hmm.
will. Thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Hi, Barbara.
Good night, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye.
Barbara.
Thank you for calling.
Barbara, talk
yes.
to me. Talk to me. I'm losing
okay.
my voice.
Okay. I'm glad that your electricity came back on. That was really weird, wasn't it? And that is alarming, but... Who knows
well,
why,
normally,
right?
my I don't care why. My husband, usually it's a fuse, and a lot of times it's on in Richard's room, but not on in my room. So I have to call my husband. He has to fix the fuse, and it goes on. But it went on the minute he walked in the door.
Hmm.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good. Wow. Well, Dale, what you have coming up as far as plans for anything fun with the family? Anything?
What? Say that again?
What do you have this summer as far as plans with the family?
Nothing.
Really?
I'm getting stuff fixed. I'm going to the radiation therapy doctor to get my knee fixed, and I have to get my x-rays from my orthopedic surgeon, and Richard has a lot of things coming up. We all have doctors. We all have to go to the doctors for something. Other than that, what?
Taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doing that, and oh, I went. Did you buy the lotto ticket, Barbara?
No.
875 million.
No, I only do it when you tell me to. Otherwise, I don't pay any attention to that stuff. I don't know.
I will
about
say
it.
This: if the drawing isn't until tomorrow, I'm going to say that it's probably going to be at a billion by tomorrow. Just a thought.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Barbara, go buy a ticket.
Okay. I will. I always love
you
to do that.
And you can,
if we do it together.
Okay, and you can share it with me. I bought about 6 tickets, and all my friends bought tickets, and tonight's the mega. That's $550 million.
Well, what do you mean I can share
tonight.
With you if you win? If you win, you're going to share it?
Of course.
Oh,
what would I do
you.
With all that money? What would I do with
That's
all
true.
That money?
That's what everybody's
you know.
Been asking you.
Well, I only
you
have a
few
I mean? People I want to share it with. I only got a few people I want to share with, so that's it. You know,
sometimes it ruins
people's
lives, but they don't know how to manage their life or their, for sure, their money, but their life, it sounds like. The people who then just go party and literally just throw it all away and then loan or just give
yeah.
it away, they end up broke.
Mm.
I know. I was watching
Not
that on YouTube. I was watching him on YouTube, but I wouldn't do that. I would be very... sensible about it.
Yeah, too bad it's
I don't know. Well, I don't know in Nevada if you have to give your name, but I do know in California you do. But
hard to hide from family members.
Pardon me?
It would be hard to hide
what?
That you won that from family members. It would be really hard to hide it. And so it's really just about their people around them in their life that just suck them dry once they win. And they don't know how to invest. They think that that amount, $1 million, is way more than it really is. Because they have never probably had
$1,000. It's not a million. It's 875 million. And Johnny's right. It'll go to a billion.
Oh, it is?
By tomorrow. Yes. So buy a Powerball ticket.
Okay.
She probably won't.
I will, too. I do every time you tell me to.
Yeah, because one of us maybe will win. I mean, you know, as a psychic, I don't know who will win and who won't win because we just don't do that. But I hope, like everybody else, it gives us dreams and all kinds of things.
Even if you knew if you were going to win or not, sometimes don't you just want to be surprised anyway, like everybody else?
Well, I don't want to have a heart attack looking at the ticket and going,
true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be good. Johnny, what would you do with your...
Travel more. But, I'd probably be more extravagant with things like, putting up videos and, and networking and everything. And
flying
like, I probably would make a movie. What?
Flying somewhere for a date, maybe, right, Johnny?
Yeah,
Which
fly first class. What
dating service did you sign up for?
Well, let's see. There's Tinder. I tried that, and I tried Hinge. I tried Bumble. I tried OkCupid. I tried.
Oh God!
Wow. Oh, but you were excited about a new one for this summer. What's that one that you're trying?
Oh, I don't really remember what that was. But,
oh, that was your plan. That was your big plan. You were excited about a certain app, dating app.
Oh, but what I'm saying is that I go on a lot of dating apps. I mean, it's I will tell you, though, that not all of them are legitimate, you know. So, but.
Which ones are?
Can I make a suggestion, Johnny?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you won that money, go to Thailand. You can get a lot of the beautiful girls for free.
Oh, do you like that type? Do you like them?
No, I'm more of a Nordic, like Nordic blonde, you know. Like the women who are from Sweden, Iceland, Denmark, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't like that type.
Well,
now.
You could fly. Do I what? Say what?
I just was saying that's not his
what
type.
What part?
He likes the Nordic type.
Okay. I don't have a type. Never have. I don't know why. Although, my ex-husband, for no reason, just wrote me and said, I'm going to Egypt. I'll be back in 3 weeks. And I'm going, what? Why? Why did you even write me that? Who cares? So weird. Very weird.
Some people want to go to exotic places. Kurt went to Egypt. I think he loved it.
Really? Too hot for me.
People. He loves that place. That's his scene. Well, Johnny, just keep on trying. We did a show yesterday about midlife crisis, and so I encouraged him. That seems like yesterday. Okay, so I just was trying to get him up and not feel down about his midlife crisis. That is brand new, everybody, Richard and Dale. Johnny just thinks he is now starting a midlife crisis. He feels he's in that. I want to ask a question to Dale. Dale, how long do you think that he will be in it?
Wait, how old are you, Johnny?
51.
Yeah, you're in it. That's for sure. It's a matter of when you want to get out. if you meet the right person, you know, you may get out right away.
Right.
I can't say. I don't know. I went through the menopause for 30 years, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's the same time that midlife crisis happened. So some women get it like double whammy because they're going through menopause and they're having a midlife crisis.
Well, I never had a midlife. I just had a menopause. Because I pretty much spent a lot of time traveling. Went to Hawaii, went to, 15 cruises and did a lot of things. So I didn't have a midlife. I just had a life filled with fun and joy and happiness. That's what I have. So, anyway, Johnny, do we have any? Okay, go ahead. my voice is going.
Code,
I'm sorry.
Area code 614. You were live on the air with Psyche Tale Share.
Hi, who's this?
Tamika.
Hi, what's your name?
Tamika.
I'm sorry?
Tamika,
you've called before. You've called before, right?
I get that a lot. I'm not sure. It's been a while.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Delaware. State of Delaware.
Where?
Delaware.
Delaware,
the first state.
Delaware. Okay, Tamika, what's your question?
I'm always feeling a little anxious because it seems like my life is full of some kind of, I don't know, it's like, I don't know how to explain this. It's like it seems like I'll get right near the goal I want, and then all of a sudden, without fail, something slaps me back down. And I'm not even being specific, because that's every blasted thing that I've done ever since I was 6 years old. So I just want to know,
what
am I stuck in a faded life or what? Because sometimes I wonder, it's like, why do I have feelings of getting somewhere that I can't get to?
Well,
I
recognize the feeling that has happened to me many times. And all I can tell you is you can snap out of it anytime you want by just saying, I'm just not going to put up with this anymore. And you're going to move on and get into a more positive thought frame. And if you do that, everything will change. That's the best I can tell you.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, you're negative. You're negative all the time. So you draw negativity into your life. So you need to be more positive.
That I have a problem with, because it's like once upon a time I had so much positivity, people were sick, and things were still happening. So this is time. Time has came on to me. I've waited time after time after time.
Well,
I'm almost six years old now, so how much more time is there left? Because I don't got 15 more years to keep being positive.
I don't know about time. All I know is if you change your thinking, again, it will come on your behalf and you'll get what you want. That's what I feel. But thank you for calling. Go ahead, Johnny. Go to the next one.
Okay. All right. Area code 206. You are live on the air with Psychic Tale Share.
Hello, this is AJ.
Hi, AJ. Where are you calling from?
Hi. San Diego.
Didn't we talk to you before?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. How can I help you, AJ?
My cousin disappeared about 9 years ago, and he's been declared dead, but we've had no clues on what happened and, you know, where he might
okay.
be.
That is my specialty. I don't do that over the phone the way you want me to. What I would need is pictures of him, if you have them.
Okay.
And when you say it's your cousin, it isn't you I would have to talk to. It would be his parents. And I would have to look into the past and the future to see what happened to him through his photographs. That's the only way I could do that.
Okay, his parents are both deceased. Actually, his stepdad is missing also, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, but you're asking me about people. I would need to speak to the relatives in order to find out what I need to know. And you'd have to send me, you know, a box of clothing and stuff like that. It isn't that simple. Was there anything else you wanted to know? Was there anything else?
Sure. Do you general readings, like whatever comes up?
Yeah, I do. What are you doing with tech stuff?
With what?
Tech. T-E-C-H. Tech.
Oh, well, I teach tech, and I also do it in with arts.
Okay, you teach tech, and you do what?
I also do digital art.
Cool. Is any of your stuff on the web?
It is, and I'm putting more stuff on the web. I just started doing it. So.
Can you give that to Johnny, your website, so I could look at your stuff?
Sure.
I would love to see it.
Give me a second. Let me.
Okay.
Can I write down your number, if that's okay? Not, you don't need to say it on the air, but I'll write it down.
Oh, that's great. I love that stuff, too. Oh, good day.
Yeah, I want to see it, too.
You read him. You knew that what he did, that is. Well, I understand your abilities, but most people would think that was quite amazing.
Well, I think he's a very, very nice person. He deserves the best, and his tech stuff is going to do quite well. So that's what I see.
Okay. Now, is are you done with him?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
For calling.
And so let me talk to Barbara, okay?
Okay. I would like to get a hold of that guy, too.
Yeah.
All right. So.
I'd like
I have good news. Coffee mug merch has arrived. One of my coffee mugs got here. I haven't even opened it yet. And this is a little business that I'm going to be able to sell all these mugs with my photo on it, ever-changing photos for people to order. And the whole company is doing it for me. Yes, I don't need to do anything.
How wonderful. That is so wonderful. I'm so proud. That is just... It's a what?
We'll see. Well, it was a good deal. It was
it's
a contract.
Oh, I think it'll go very well.
When you think about it, a lot of people doing models on mugs. It's called Perfect 10 Mugs. When you look around, when you're buying the merchandise, I don't see that. And they did a bunch of research, and it's a market that people really have not tapped into. So we'll see. Hopefully it will, like you said, you said it will, so I will tell them it's going to be successful.
Yes, it depends on how they market it, but how much they do market it. That's what matters. Also, I saw something on YouTube the other day it was a playmate. I don't know her name, but she was talking about Hef and how much she didn't like him. And I was wondering if you could take a look at YouTube and see if you know who the girl is.
Yes, that is Holly Madison, and she's not a Playboy playmate. She was Hef, one of his 7 girlfriends, and she always is coming out with negative stuff, and it's a show on, it's called The Darker Side of Playboy, and it's all about whoever got murdered or killed within the Playboy world, which, of course,
really?
That's going to happen. The years, there are going to be people who have been killed. Yeah. So she's the host.
Oh, I didn't
of
know that.
Anything that is has come out negative, like, she's always the host of it. Because she's a scorned woman. He didn't marry her. And she hung around there for 7 years waiting for him to ask her. And he never did. The minute she moved out, he married Crystal right away. How does that make a person feel? It's just...
I guess pretty weird. Pretty weird. You know,
yeah,
why does anybody?
Everybody loves Hef.
I mean, well, what? My question is, why do people want to marry him?
Money.
I think she loved him. She really did. She wanted the power.
Oh, okay.
She was there. She put her dues in. She wasn't going to be a playmate, so maybe she would be the wife. I don't know. She wanted it badly. That's all I know. She wanted it very badly. And now all she can do is say mean things. But, hey, I don't mind. I'll listen to it. I'll see who was killed. I probably already heard the story anyway.
Yeah, I was shocked to watch it on YouTube. You know, I was just like, whoa. You know, so they have the weirdest things on YouTube. It's incredible. I did the O.J. Simpson case, and I watched what people actually thought, who killed Nicole Brown and why, and I just laughed. I can't believe conspiracy theories are so bizarre.
The flat earthers.
Can you tell us one?
Huh?
Tell us one?
The flat earthers.
Can you tell us one?
Okay, let me think. Oh, gosh. His son killed him when his son was nowhere around. The gloves that he had were not the size. But what's really blown away, and they've taken the book, I have it, but they've taken the book, it's called If I Killed Her. If I Killed Her, How I Would Have. And by O.J. Simpson. And it tells technically how he killed her. So if you ever get a hold of that book, read it. It'll blow your mind. Hello?
Okay. I met her sister. He's creepy because he was at my birthday at a hotel. I think I told you guys that, and it's just his presence there was so evil that it was so gross. We just all just were kind of creeped out by it, and we actually left the pool area to go back to the main area inside because he was ruining our vibe.
So weird. Well, I was at the... I was at the court, you know, when they were prosecuting him, when they were trying to prosecute him. A hard copy gave me passes so I could watch the court case. And it was trippy. It was just trippy. He greeted everybody, you know, as they walked into the courtroom. It was so bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah, because
yes.
He's so used to being so loved, and he was loved. There's always going to be somebody who will always love him.
Well, he used to beat up Nicole till there was no tomorrow. Why she went back to him, I don't know. I met her parents. I stayed at her parents' house in Laguna Beach. The dog reenacted the whole murder scene at 10 o'clock at night. It was bizarre. It was bizarre.
The dog reenacted the whole murder scene? What do you mean?
He went crazy at 10 o'clock at night. The dog was just, he saw everything, and it upset him so much that someone else had to keep the dog. And then finally, the grandma got to keep the dog. And when I was there and it was like around 10 o'clock at night, he reenacted the whole murder scene. That's the best way I can tell you. Best way.
Mm.
So
I bet
anyway.
That dog went crazy around OJ then.
Yes.
So he probably stayed away from that dog. It was so obvious. I can't even believe that he got out of that, Dale, that he did.
No, he didn't, because when it came to the civil, he was tried and convicted. And Nevada nailed him on his clothes or something, selling his clothes. And my husband knew the people who he was selling them to. And he went to jail for 7 years.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long.
So, uh-huh. So,
a lot less than
he didn't get off. He didn't get off that easy. But anyway, forget about him. Was there anybody else?
Yes, there is. Area code 929. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How are you? This is Stacy.
Fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from downtown Brooklyn.
Oh, one of
my
favorite places.
Yes.
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 Downtown Brooklyn. I love it. Downtown Brooklyn.
Yes.
What about uptown Brooklyn? What about uptown? Anyway, how you doing today?
Yes. Well, I'm doing good. This weather's pretty hot.
That was my next question. How hot is it in Brooklyn?
It's actually been in the 90s for the last 3 days. It's been high 80s, 90s.
Yeah, and how humid is it?
You know, today, it's yesterday was extreme. Yesterday was very, very humid, but today since it's about 10 o'clock now, it's not as humid right now, but it's kind of getting cool. You need a sweater, a jacket right now.
Oh, cool. Okay, how can I help you, sweetie?
Yes, I wanted to let you know. Well, I'm just trying to see. Someone that I consider as an adopted mother. She was like my adopted mother. She actually passed away. I think she had a heart condition, but she was fine mentally, you know. She does the same kind of work that you do. And for the last year, from what I was told, that she was sick, but she didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell anyone how sick she was. But the last time for me, back in May, she did a good reading for me. She didn't. To me, because I know she was out of commission for about 2 months, 3 months. She told me that the doctors told her to she can work, but they told her to take it easy. So instead of coming to her into the shop from Tuesday to Saturday, she was just coming in Fridays and Saturdays only. So it just happened suddenly. She went into the hospital June 9th, and she was fine. I mean, she was gone, but she was fine mentally. So I guess I don't know if I should ask if I don't know if you want to tell if I should ask. Does she have any messages for me or I don't know, because I'm just so stunned. You know, the way I talk to you and I call into the show sometimes, that's the same way that I would talk to her. So I'm so shocked. I haven't even gotten
okay.
Over it
no.
Yet.
Okay, don't get over it. It's okay. Who is Princess? Who is Princess?
Princess.
Who is Princess?
I don't know. have two nieces, princess. Is it from on her side of the family? From her?
Don't know. Don't know. There's somebody,
maybe
princess, somebody
met
that
yet.
Somebody. No. This is somebody you met.
No, I haven't.
Think real hard.
I have a cousin named, well, they call her princess. One of my relatives used to call her princess.
Oh. Okay. All right. And that does that relative know that she passed away?
No, I don't.
What is all the noise going on?
I was upset. I was on the bus, but these people are talking so loud. Let me try to move to more toward the back. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't think she is aware. Yeah, I don't think she is aware that she passed away.
Okay, all right, she's telling me that that person needs to be told that she passed away. There is jewelry, some sort of jewelry that was supposed to be given to you. Are you aware of it?
No, not as of now. Because I did get a chance to meet, I know her husband. I did get a chance to meet her children, but no, not yet. Because I haven't talked to them.
Okay, well, talk to them. There was jewelry or something that was supposed to be given to you. She said that you had a very good ability and you could help a lot of people like her. Where are you?
I'm on the bus, but I can actually get off the bus. I can get off the bus.
No,
I was on the bus.
No, no. Don't get off the bus.
Okay.
No. We have strange people calling. But no, you have the ability and you should be using it.
Okay.
That's the message I'm getting from her.
She told me that. She told me this about 5 years ago.
She used to dance a lot, too. Are you singing or dance?
Yes. Yes, when I would do a reading with her, yes.
Okay. So just love her and just say prayers for her. And she can talk to you. And when you go to sleep at night, put a little pen and paper there. Ask questions and she'll answer.
Okay.
Okay? All right, that's all I can do right now. There's a lot of noise.
I'm going to do a reading with you. I'm going to call you to do a reading, okay? Okay, thank you. But I'm going to see
you
in the show. Okay, bye.
Do you have my number? Do you have my telephone number?
I know it's 808. I think because I can't give it to another caller. I can get it.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. It's
808-372-1816. Okay?
Okay, and then we can do a private meeting. That sounds good.
Thank you. Bye, sweetheart.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Barbara, I've had a heck of a day. Do you want to do the shout-out?
Okay. Plus, everybody, if you didn't have a chance to write down Dale's phone number, her website link is on the bottom of every show description. So you called into the show. You know where to find us. It's right there if you ever forget it, but I'm going to give it to you one more time. Psychic Dale Shears, direct line, 2 book, your private psychic reading is 808-372-1816. And you can find her also at daleshears.com. And go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, Facebook, the show, and Twitter and Instagram. We always do. Johnny, thanks for doing that. I've noticed that you're sending out the links prior to the show like clockwork, and I appreciate that.
Right.
Yes, I do too, Johnny.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, so thank you, Dale, and that was interesting, and I'm glad we found this tech guy to connect with, and also you helped.
That's the first time. Wait, that's the first time I've ever talked to somebody on a bus. That's a new one. That's a new one.
Oh, that's cute. She's so sweet. She's a nice lady.
Yes. Okay, you guys, have a good one, and aloha.
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 Have a good weekend. Aloha, Richard. Thank you, Johnny. Aloha, Dale. Thank you,
good night,
all
everyone.
Of you.
Thank you, Johnny.